This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And this past week, Democrats in the state Senate pulled a power move that we have not seen them use in, well, I've never seen them be able to use it. There was a dust up at the Capitol over, of all things, snow days.
What?
Exactly. Remember that really, really cold winter that we had? There were states of emergency, all that jazz. Well, students got a lot of days off. And ever since then, lawmakers at the Capitol have been trying to figure out, should they get some of those days forgiven? Should we make them go potentially into June? And there's been legislation circling around. And finally, there was a bill that it seemed like they all agreed on. It would have forgiven 4 snow days for students. And that bill passed in the Senate, and it just needed to get a vote for immediate effect. And that's where Democrats pulled their trump card. Jake, what is immediate effect?
All right. So immediate effect is a procedural vote. And please stay with me. Don't go anywhere. It's not boring, I promise. It's actually a really, really big deal. Immediate effect essentially says that a bill, when it's passed, when it's signed into law by the governor, will go into effect right away. It's sort of self-explanatory. Now, this could be a really big deal, especially for bills like this that really need to go into effect right away, because otherwise they wouldn't take effect under the law for months in many cases. And to give a bill immediate effect, it requires a supermajority of lawmakers in each chamber. And in this case, Senate Democrats said no, at least at first, and that would have rendered this bill moot.
Exactly, because this was for only this school year, and that school year is almost over. But there were some things that Democrats really wanted in the bill. They wanted protections for hourly workers. They wanted protections for some schools. And this is what Jim Ananick, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, had to say after this all went down.
I think we wanted to show that we're going to work together to get things out of here, or it's going to be a long 4 years. And I think we showed that. And I think we'll continue to show that on really important issues that matter. I think we have a responsibility to get a number of important things done. And we're not going to be judge and jury. We're going to be legislators that have inputs from the beginning. And I think we showed that, and we'll continue to show that.
Senate Democrats flexing their muscles, and something that hasn't happened in a very long time, several years since Democrats have had the votes to say that, look, if you want immediate effect on the bill, you better sit down with us. You better talk with us and make sure that we're all on the same page here. Now, this is really a big deal because this is now a lever that Democrats have to pull on negotiations on bills that would be affected by immediate effect. Many of the bills that I've seen go through the legislature get immediate effect. So this gives Democrats a new tool in their tool belt to do this. And in this case, it worked because they actually got some of those things that they wanted and eventually did agree to immediate effect.
This really shows that when we talk about divided government, it's really not just the Republican-led legislature versus a Democratic governor. Democrats got enough seats that really there is more of that divided government even within the state legislature. A couple of years ago, when there were even fewer Democrats in the state legislature, someone joked that if state government was a car, then Democrats would essentially be locked in the trunk. Well, now it seems clear that they're at least in the back seat.